Hello.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I was here to request a callback from customer support.
Hi, Ashley. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Good. Ashley, my name is Beverly Kozowski, and I'm trying to find out why I'm being charged $56.95 a month.
Okay. I can search here for you, see what I can get pulled up. What's your zip code to look under?
Okay.
What's your zip code to look under?
12306.
All right, just a moment. And what was your last name again? I'm sorry.
Kozowski, Kasowski.
All right, I'm still looking. I appreciate your patience, ma'am.
No problem. And it should be under this phone number.
Just a moment longer. I'm going a few pages back here to see what I can find.
Okay.
When is the last billing date you noticed there?
Yesterday, July 12th, I got charged $56.95 on July 12th and $56.95 on June 11th, and then $5.74 on June 4th.
Okay. Is it possible to be under any different name?
Nope.
No? Okay. Okay. Hold on one second. Take that off and do this. Okay, so instead of the zip, I entered in the phone number and the zip code pulls as 12065. Can you confirm that street address real quick?
That was my previous address, and that was 1308 Hunt Ridge Drive, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. And I
And
also had 1402 because I lost everything in a fire in that one.
oh no, that's horrible to hear. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
But quick question, because I'm not seeing either address here. Do you have a different address in New York on a way? I really can't pronounce the city. I'll spell it.
Oh, Schenectady.
Yeah, that. Do you know that
That's
address?
our new address. Yes, it's 810 Poetic Kill Way, apartment 159, Schenectady, New York, and that zip code is 12306, though.
Perfect, perfect. All right. So this is going back to, let me get this loaded up. So it's going back to an order placed on June 3rd. And what I see is that, let me get this actually fully loaded. So that was an entry for a KitchenAid mixer, looks like. And that
I
had
never
led
got
to a. It was an entry, kind of like a contest ran on it, but it did lead to a monthly membership for $56.95, which seems what you're calling in reference to. It would have been explained that that is to the Online Direct Savings Club, and every month you're to receive an emailed gift card. It's in the value of $125.
Never got and anything.
It would have been sent to the BEVRN98@yahoo.com.
Yeah. I haven't gotten any gift cards. So, do you happen to have a number for me to call them? Because I don't want this.
You're speaking with that customer support, and I definitely understand. I'm more than happy to submit that cancellation for you. It's going to be just
Please.
A moment longer. Of course.
Okay.
And I'll provide a confirmation number.
All right.
See your shirt here.
Good, how are you?
I heard you got injured. Are you okay?
Appreciate your patience. Everything's fully canceled, and I have that number ready for your records when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that cancellation confirmation number will be C, like canceled, 269-36288.
Okay. And is there anything else I need to do? And can I get a refund for this yesterday?
I do see that as a courtesy. The company is able to situate a 35% refund on the $56.95. We do see that the emails had been sent out containing the gift cards. Had you also double-checked in your junk and spam mail?
What would it have come under? Because I might have just deleted them.
Possible. Let me check for you real quick. Longer. Appreciate your patience.
No problem. And since I don't have them, and is there any way for them to be re-emailed to me?
Oh, of course, that's always an option. Hold on. Okay, so you do have that search option in your email box, right?
Yes.
Okay, pull that up and try searching for True Products.
True Products?
Yeah, try that. It'll be a support email.
Okay. Search, and you said True, T-R-U-E. Says no results found.
No results? Okay, try.
Oh, the thing is there. It says True Products for less support, but I have no emails received.
But it's recognized in your email box?
Yep.
Maybe they were deleted. Okay, so absolutely no problem. Here's what we're going to do then. As a courtesy for you, I'll work out my employee courtesy refund. It's half price. I'll get that applied for the most recent. And then we'll request by email that all are resent again. So, on two, that'll be two. So in total, that would be $250 for the vouchers. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh, and by the way, this refund at 50%, it's going to settle within about 3 to 5 business days. Let me get that put through.
Okay. Make sure there's 3 in there.
Perfect. That refund was successful, 3 to 5 business days at the most. And let me just confirm the email again is the BEVRN98@yahoo.com.
It's B as in boy, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, R as in Richard, N as in Nancy, 98@yahoo.com.
Yes, perfect. All right.
There is not 2 B's, though.
All right, let's see. We have that correct. On the lookout for these emails, typically takes about 24 to 48 hours to be received.
Okay.
But I also have everything canceled, and that's effective immediately today. Nothing further is going to be built. Did you have any other question or concern?
No, that's all. Thank you.
First, thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.